Now, the game is highly acrobatic. A lot of these jumps and flips involve a lot of movement, doing backflips and side flips. The scaling of the walls, not only do you walk sideways, perpendicular to the wall, but you can actually lean yourself against the wall, so you're almost parallel with it, so your arm is touching it for balance or posture or something. And it's actually quite interesting because we've seen games where you scale the wall, you either crawl up the wall on all fours, kind of like Spider-Man, or you can scale on your feet, so you're pointing straight out from the wall. But this is, you can wrap around. The mechanic of how to scale the walls is really impressive. They've really executed it quite well, better than anyone that I've seen recently. Now, a big difference is the quality of the video. Now, the game is heavily reliant on in-game cutscenes. There's a lot of cinematics. A lot of these games, the third-person action adventure, not so much action adventure, but action games where you're running around the city, scaling, the free roaming. There's a lot of story elements to it, that you can divulge information, earn new information to get your next mission. And the quality of the videos is a lot higher. It's not pre-rendered. It's all rendered with the game engine, but the quality is better than the quality of the video of the game while you're playing. So there's a lot of switching back and forth between you're playing the game, you're running around, you get to some lighted element, this pillar of light where you activate a mission. There's a preliminary video explaining what's going on, some event that's happening elsewhere, which is sort of difficult to work with story-wise, because when you're a part of one character, when you play one character and you only have that information, there's this omniscience that you're giving the audience information that's happening elsewhere. It's not as shocking. So that's a little nitpicky. Obviously, you have to know what's going. You have to know why you're going somewhere. But it's really interesting what they did with the absorption of other characters, enemies, and other people, targets, that you absorb not only their looks for disguise purposes so you can hide from the military, but you absorb their memories, and you unlock memories that are relevant to your mission to the story, because Alex Mercer has lost his memory. Now, he knew who his sister was, but now, that may not be... Okay, so he loses his memory. He absorbs the memory of a soldier whose next target was his sister. I think he knew his name, and then the soldier's memory had the details of the target, Alex Mercer. His sister is also the next target, so he makes the connection, because he has to ask his sister, where's my apartment, where do I live, in an in-game cutscene, which was kind of awkward, because he's sitting there with his sister, having a discussion of, I don't know what's going on, but where's my apartment? And another thing about Alex Mercer, the character, is that when you compare to things like Infamous, because the games came out approximately the same time, have very similar themes to them, the voice really comes into play, because there's a lot of dialogue, a lot of story, and Cole McGrath of Infamous had this notorious Batman, Christian Bale Batman voice, where he's talking all gravelly, and I don't know what's going on, and it was really sort of, they really hammed it up a little bit. The dialogue really wasn't that important. A lot of it was they really phoned it in. Dialogue wasn't that rich. The voice acting wasn't that rich. And a lot of it, like the dead drops that someone else left that you find throughout the city that explain some background information about how the whole story came to be, it was irrelevant. But the dead drops were the best voice acting of all the game, and it wasn't relevant. It wasn't necessary. It was all extra things. Alex Mercer has a deep voice, but he doesn't do the gravelly thing. It's his natural voice. He's got a lot of charisma with it. It's really well executed, along with the other characters, his sister and the other military people. So I give Prototype props for having, maybe not superb, but at least believable. I can accept it, and we'll play some more.